This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. That fierce Hurricane Milton is moving closer to Florida. The AP's Donna Warder.
Hurricane Milton has been downgraded to a Category 4 storm after becoming a Category 5 on Monday. But forecasters warn that the storm still poses an extremely dangerous threat to Florida. On Monday, Vice President Kamala Harris urged residents to heed the warnings.
I know a lot of folks out there have survived these hurricanes before. This one is going to be very, very serious. And I urge you to please just grab whatever you need. Listen to the orders you're getting from your local officials. They know what they're telling you, and they know what Milton is about to be.
Almost all of Florida's west coast is under a hurricane warning. Milton could come ashore on Wednesday in the Tampa Bay region, which has not experienced a direct hit by a major hurricane in more than a century. Scientists do expect Milton to weaken slightly before landfall. I'm Donna Warder.
The Israeli military says it has killed a senior Hezbollah commander in a strike on Beirut. Thousands of Americans in Lebanon are asking the U.S. Embassy there for information as they think about leaving. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
A lot of people are making daily assessments about their situation, and they reach out to us for information. They want to know if they can join a flight, even if they haven't yet decided to join a flight and to leave Lebanon.
A new AP poll finds that black voters have a positive view of Vice President Harris. Black voters' opinions of former President Trump were overwhelmingly negative. Today, the Supreme Court is hearing a case centering on ghost guns. The case focuses on gun kits that are sold online and can be assembled into a functioning weapon in less than 30 minutes. Five Russian mountaineers have died in Nepal, apparently after slipping and falling. This is AP News. You're going to have to pay more for that Mega Millions ticket.
There has been a price change for a lottery ticket. The cost of buying a Mega Millions jackpot dream will soon more than double, but lottery officials say they're confident players won't mind paying more after changes that will lead to larger prizes and more frequent winners. Lottery officials say it will cost $5 to play Mega Millions beginning in April. That's up from the current $2 per ticket. The price increase will be one of many changes to Mega Millions that officials say will result in better odds to win the jackpot, more giant prizes, and even larger payouts. I'm Shelley Adler.
A new study suggests that humanity is hitting the upper limit of life expectancy. The latest numbers from 2019 find that only about 2% of Americans made it to 100 years old. That percentage is higher in Asia. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.